And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Soil Health Specialist Chandler Gruner from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Chandler's sulfur nutrient in soil and plants is vital to growth. Tell us more about that.
Yes, so sulfur is an essential nutrient for plant growth. It's one of our essential nutrients. And so we've started seeing increasing cases of a deficiency here in North Dakota. And while most of your sulfur comes from your organic matter, a lot of it can be tied up or held in there. And so about 75% we estimate comes from your organic matter. And so when it's held there, it can sometimes have a slow release or a hard time becoming available as microbes are breaking it down. So early in the season, it may not be available. And later in the season, if the microbes aren't breaking it down as fast, you may not see its availability, especially when you switch them no-till systems like we have over here in Western North Dakota. Some people are starting to notice some of them sulfur deficiency symptoms showing up in their plants. And so when they're getting them sulfur deficiency symptoms, a lot of times it's tied back to that no-till. The mineralization rates or organic matter is not breaking down as fast. So it's a good thing that they're building organic matter from a soil health perspective. It does a lot of great things. It's holding on to that sulfur, but sometimes it's just not quite making it available as fast.
All right. Hey, we'll talk sulfur availability when we come back.
Cattle producers, the annual Glasgow Angus Bull Sale will be going down at the Wild Rose Fire Hall starting at 1 p.m. on March 27th. Featuring superior performance, phenotype, and powerful pedigrees, this outstanding set of Black Angus bulls represent the breed's leading genetics. These bulls are the rancher's kind. They are bred to perform and built to last. Their fertility, parentage, and genetics are all tested prior to sale day. Check out GlassoAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there March 27th at the Wild Rose Fire Hall.
Join us March 22nd at the Rugby Livestock Auction for the 21st annual Cranview Gelvy and Angus Genetic Progress Sale. Selling will be 45 Gelvy, Balancer, and Angus bulls, as well as over 30 replacement females and show prospects. Our lots feature genetics that include LRSF Grand Teton K50 and Woodhill Merit H224. Several of the females are champion show caliber prospects as well. We're also live on DV Auction starting at 1 p.m. Central. That's the Cranview Gelvy and Angus Genetic Progress Sale March 22nd. Don't miss it. Talking sulfur today on Ranching Issues with Chandler Gruner. And Chandler, how about availability of sulfur?
So sometimes sulfur availability can be a little slow or late. So when you have low soil moisture, not high temperatures, the microbes aren't happy. They're not breaking down that organic matter. And so the mineralization rate is not as fast or as normal speed. And so you'll start seeing them deficiency symptoms show up in the leaves. And so a lot of times they'll have purpling or different kind of coloring towards the edges of the leaves. And so that's connected back to being a sulfur deficiency. But sometimes when you sample for sulfur in the soil, it may not show your full need or full availability of sulfur in that soil. So it's always a good thing to think about your sulfur. Make sure you get it tested.
Good stuff, Chandler. Hey, that brings this report to a close. Till next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Cranview Gelby and Angus Sale, by the Glasgow Black Angus Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.